This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with me, Lynn Mark, as well as Roshan Kunnison and Noel Lim. And now just turning our attention to the construction sector, because with the country under a lockdown, which started yesterday, Works Minister Dato' Sri Fadilah Yusof has said that construction will not be allowed except for what is deemed as critical services. These were defined as necessary construction activities which would otherwise pose a hazard or inconvenience to workers, the public and the environment. Some examples he cited include the maintenance and repair of slopes, roads, bridges and traffic lights.
Yeah, so railway track maintenance and repairs, along with contractors performing repairs at residential homes. As for public infrastructure work, a strict criteria is imposed before work can continue. Meanwhile, SOPs for the construction sector are also tightened, with worker capacity at 60%, while every worker will be screened for COVID-19 before they are allowed to start work again.
So what do these new restrictions mean for the construction and also property sector as well as its earnings? So to tell us, we have on the line with us Lung Chi Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Capital. Chi Wei, thanks for joining us this morning. So with the country in a lockdown, what impact will that have on construction since only critical jobs are allowed to proceed?
Okay, as I understand it, the construction sector would see slower progress billings for ongoing projects. That would affect the revenue and earnings, but the impact will depend on the duration of the lockdown, as the extent of the construction site closures are still uncertain at this point. So even if they are allowed to continue works, there's still a 60% limit on the workforce allowed that will affect the efficiency in terms of the construction. But most infrastructure works, as I understand it, like the East Coast Rail Link, the MRT Line 2, LRT Line 3, are allowed to proceed. So large projects that support construction activities for major listed construction companies are allowed to continue. But some building jobs are allowed to proceed, but others are pending approval by MITI to continue, as I understand it. So the impact on the construction earnings was 74% year-on-year, a minus 74% year-on-year in second quarter of last year. This is the impact on the MCO 1.0. That was due to the nearly one and a half months of work that was stopped. But I believe under this full lockdown of MCO 3.0, the impact is not as substantial because I think most jobs will allow to continue, especially the infrastructure jobs. So construction activities are allowed this time around, and I expect the impact to be less severe compared to last time.
Aside from the lockdown, Chiwe, do you see any other bottlenecks in the sector? Because is labor or building materials going to be an issue? Because as we understand it, steel and cement factories are not running at full capacity.
Well, there will be some disruptions as it is. You know, the building materials as labor supply shortages are felt in some sectors. That's prevalent, and that's labor shortage is because of the border controls that remain in place. So the manufacturing of building materials are also affected by the 60% limit on the workforce allowed. So this remains the challenges that contractors are facing.
Well, the construction industry bodies have said that costs have been rising significantly due to the global super commodity cycle. Are contractors able to pass on costs in this soft market, and given that budgeting was done much earlier?
In terms of like the steel prices, they have increased over 30% year on year. That will have a negative impact on the contractor's profit margin. But it will depend on how much steel is being used by each of the contractors. If you have done all the structural works, then you are less impacted. But of course, the other building materials, for example, like cement, have remained stable or have come off, which will mitigate the impact somewhat. But if you understand, contractors mostly have lump sum contracts, so that means the costs are fixed. So they would have to absorb the material prices in most cases.
And meanwhile, Chi Wei, in terms of order book replenishment, has it been a challenge for contractors? Has the government been somewhat slow in rolling out projects?
I understand that the government project awards have been slow and generally small in size. So that's the problems that's facing the contractors now. Most of the contractors that have secured jobs are mostly from the private sector. I guess the government has been focusing on controlling the pandemic and helping the SMEs and the people. So the even the implementation of the mega infrastructure projects could be delayed because of this.
So, Jimmy, with that in mind, what is your call on the construction sector and the top picks for this sector?
So I have a neutral rating on the construction sector because of these concerns. But generally, I would expect the government to accelerate the implementation of mega infrastructure projects in the second half as the vaccinations increase and the cases start to come off. So my top buys in the sector are Gamuda, Sunway Construction, AME, and HSS, which are I expect to be more resilient in this environment.
Well, turning our attention to the property developers, how would this lockdown impact buyer sentiment? And in the longer term, might we see sales plummet when the government ends the home ownership campaign?
So the buyer sentiment will be adversely impacted by the lockdown due to job security concerns. But I believe the house prices will likely remain stable as there are limited fire sales. Banks have restructured mortgage loans or granted temporary moratoriums on repayments. So I do expect the sales to be weak, but you know, prices may not be that much impacted. And furthermore, the government has extended the home ownership campaign stamp duty waivers until the end of the year.
So as such, Chiwei, which of the property companies do you think are going to be weathering this slowdown better?
So I believe the property companies with overseas projects in China or Singapore are less impacted. Those with strong balance sheets will be able to weather the lockdown impact due to the fixed costs and also the fall in revenue. So in terms of my top sector picks are IOI properties as well as UOA development, which I believe will be more resilient in this environment.
Chiwei, thanks so much for joining us this morning. That was Lung Chiwei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Capital, giving us a bit of a look at the construction sector as well as property sentiment, what with the total lockdown having gone into place yesterday. So he was pretty neutral, I think, on the construction sector, but he did mention a couple of names there, Gamuda, Suncon, AME, as well as HSS engineers.
Yeah, if we take a look at some of these stocks over here, I'm just pulling them up on the Bloomberg. All right, so let's take a look at AME, Sunraycon, HSS, Gamuda. Gamuda is up 1% this morning, R3.19. Let's take a look at the longer-term trajectory. On a year-to-date basis, it is down 18%. On a one-year basis, down 17.6%. His other top picks were HSS Engineers, which is unchanged this morning at 58 cent. It is down year-to-date 11.5%. On a one-year basis, down 14.7%. Sunraycon, unchanged. On a year-to-date basis, down 12.2%. On a one-year basis, down 15%.
And of course, his property names that he mentioned there, which he expects to be a little bit more resilient in this current environment, were IOI Properties, which is currently at R1.28. They are up 0.8% so far this morning. Year-to-date, they're in the red, though. Year-to-date, they're down 17.5%. UOA Development was another name that he mentioned, which the current price is R1.79. They are unchanged so far this morning. Year-to-date, though, they're not doing too badly. They're at 5.9% up so far. But that is all of the corporate news that we have for you this morning, because we're about to head into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And then after that, the BBC World Service, where today we look into the massive surge in dating app activities due to the pandemic and whether the world of online dating is inherently misogynistic. That's happening after the news. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.